Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Evan LeBlanc is a singer-songwriter who spends most of his time playing with Fredericton-based band David in the Dark, but he also likes to dabble in some solo stuff, always writing, of course, and he recently released a solo three-song EP called Keep Warm. In the next few minutes, we'll feature music from that, and we'll talk to Evan about what motivates him and gets him through his day. But first, a pair of songs from the band that you'll most recognize him from, David in the Dark, starting with Fire on Atlantic Access.
Fire.
This week we're chatting with Evan LeBlanc, David in the Dark, and featuring his new EP that was just released here a few weeks ago, but we just played a couple of tunes from the good old days, I guess. Evan, welcome to Atlantic Access.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We just spun Fire and Rooftop. What about working together as a band unit or as a solo? Do you have a preference?
Not really a preference. I like them both for different reasons, I guess. Mm-hmm. With the band, there's just so much energy on the stage, you can feed off the other musicians. As a solo artist, it's a little bit, you know, more lonely up there, but you can play the songs a little slower, get into the lyrics a bit more, and
you get to call the shots.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you realize that making music was going to be what you wanted to do pretty much for your life?
I started singing when I was super young. My mom worked at King's Landing Historical Settlement, and so we'd tag around with her for the whole summer kind of thing, and sing songs from way back then, the folk days. And then I was actually playing hockey one day, and I broke my arm. I got hit from behind, and I broke my arm, and I realized that I wanted to do something a little bit safer. So I picked up a guitar and started playing music instead. So.
Did you already have a little bit of knowledge on how to play, or was it like a fresh start?
It was pretty fresh. Like, I had held the guitar a few times and tried to pick it up kind of thing, but it was pretty much after that injury I decided to really teach myself how to do it.
I was just going to ask, yeah. So you're self-taught.
Yeah, I actually found a pamphlet in my attic, and it was called You Can Play Guitar, and so I just kind of looked at that and decided that maybe I could play guitar, and here we are today. So.
Right on. Your EP is aptly titled Keep Warm, especially with the winter we're experiencing. Mm-hmm, that seems to dive right in there.
Yeah.
There's three songs on there. Similar inspirations for them or different stories?
Similar situations, I guess. They're kind of all lovey kind of songs. Yeah, you know, just life experiences and dealing with some things, and you write it down on a piece of paper and see what comes out of it.
Yeah, therapeutic.
Yeah, it is.
So we're going to hear a couple of tracks from the new EP called Keep Warm, Rainy Days and The Darkness, now back to back on Atlantic Access.
Put my pockets back inside my pants. Grab my glasses, find a shirt to match. Why do I feel bad about myself? Comb my hair and put me on the shelf. One step forward, right in front of left. Make my money singing for myself. Does anybody feel the way I do when I catch myself? I'm thinking about you. And there's no time to mend. How can I know what you think of me? I put a jacket on and walk back down the street. One step forward, right in front of left. I make my money singing for myself. Never felt so powerless. I've always been so sure. I've never been more out of it. When I was standing at your door, couldn't you just invite me in? I've got nowhere else to go. All this time that you've been away, I just don't know you anymore. What was I supposed to do? You know I can't say no to you. So where have you been? Where did you go? Please just can't I stay? You know this is my home. Where have you been? Where did you go? Please just can't I stay? You know this is my home. Felt just like a heart attack, and the pain burned in my chest. I watched you taking off your clothes. You put your hands around my neck. What was I supposed to do? You know I can't say no to you. So where have you been? Where did you go? Please just can't I stay? You know this is my home. Where have you been? Where did you go? Please just can't I stay? You know this is my home. Darts and I'm feeling alright. Where you gonna be come Saturday night? $20 an hour, yeah, I'm gonna get paid. Let me buy you a drink and baby, don't be late. Darkness that's all around us. haven't had a beer in at least 5 days. I'm picking up a case, can I come to your place? I'll plan on the tap all night. We can have a few laughs and maybe roll some dice. Dark, the darkness that's all around us. Can I hold your hand so I don't get lost in the dark, the darkness that's all around us. Can I hold your hand so I don't get lost in the darkness that's all around us.
On Atlantic Access, that's Evan LeBlanc and The Darkness, taken from his recent EP release, Keep Warm. The darkness, just the whole concept of darkness, seems to be something that a lot of people are grappling with in this day and age. Is it kind of a shout-out to that type of a situation that you're doing there?
Like I said earlier, I was kind of going through some things, and I found this girl, and we started dating, and everything's been great ever since. And so that song is kind of, the chorus is a little bit darker, but the verses are just about the things that we like to do together. Drinking Alpine on the weekends and rolling dice and hanging out. But then there's always still the darknesses right there kind of thing, so that's okay. What the course is.
How do you see 2019, where are you going to be come December?
It's a good question. I just went on a little two-week tour through Quebec and Ontario, which went really well. So I talked to Eddie, and we're going to do another one in June, where I'm going to go straight across the country.
Cool.
And drive the whole way and... see what the West has to offer. So
what would your ideal next project as a recording project? What would you like that to be?
I've got some new solo songs that I definitely like to record. Keep Warm was a pretty quick recording, like we just kind of did it in an afternoon. So I'd like to go back in and redo those songs maybe and do some more alongside. And I've been writing some stuff for David in the Dark recently too. So hopefully some new music from us in the summer or fall, I would say. So,
wow, yeah. So that'll be a really busy...
Yeah, busy 2019 for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Probably my favorite track off the Keep Warm EP is Home.
Mm-hmm. It kind of bounces off of The Darkness, actually. That one's more of a lighter adaptation of the same kind of story.
Oh.
Home, I was just looking for somewhere to go kind of thing. I mean, I obviously had a place to live and all that stuff, but I was just looking for that home. I was kind of asking in that song, like, where have you been this whole time?
How long would it have taken for you to write a song like that? You know, the arrangement just seems to have flowed well.
It's weird because I can go years without writing a song. I wrote the whole David in the Dark record in a few months kind of thing, and then I went 2 years without writing anything, and then now I'm kind of back on the writing train again. So
okay.
This EP was written, wouldn't have been longer than a couple weeks, I would say, and I was ready to record them, and I had them good to go.
You find you write in spurts?
Definitely. I think for the most part it's just because when you put something out, you get busy touring it and playing those songs over and over again, get lost in that, and you're not writing as much. So then when David in the Dark kind of slowed down for the winter, I started writing again, and that's where these three songs came from. So.
Awesome. Home from the EP Keep Warm, now on Atlantic Access.
Never felt so powerless. I've always been so sure. I've never been more out of it. When I was standing at your door, couldn't you just invite me in? I've got nowhere else to go. this time that you've been away. I just don't know you anymore. So what was I supposed to do? No, I can't say no to you. So where have you been? Where did you go? Please just can't I stay? You know this is my home. So where have you been? Where did you go? Please just can't I stay? You know this is my home. Ooh. It felt just like a heart attack, and the pain burned in my chest. Watch you taking off your clothes. You put your hands around my neck. What was I supposed to do? You know I can't say no to you. Where have you been? Where did you go? Please just can't I stay? You know this is my home. So where have you been? Where did you go? And please just can't I stay? No, this is my home.
The Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ Service and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, see entertainmentplus.ca. I'm Terry Parker, and we have time for two bonus tracks this week, so we're going to spotlight a couple of Prince Edward Island singer-songwriters who've just released some notable material. We'll hear from Logan Richard, Lover Again, but first, Ashley Condon. Her latest, See the Light, is on Atlantic Access.
Someday you're going to fly. No. life has a funny way of being. And life has a funny way, a funny way of teaching.
You thought was right, left you in your dreams tonight. What would you do? Would you come back to me for more? If life should push you up against the wall, drop you from the sky just to watch you fall, what would you do? Would you wish I was there to catch you? And I don't mind, you can take your time coming around. I'll be here like I was last year thinking, what would it be like to be your lover now? Be like to be your lover again? What would it be like to be your lover now? Your lover again, your lover again. If all thoughts in your head got you thinking that you would be better off dead, what would you do? Would you wish I was there to hold you? I don't mind, you can take your time coming around. Yeah, I'll be here like I was last year thinking, what would it be like to be your lover now? What would it be like to be your lover again? Be like to be your lover now, your lover again, your lover again. Your lover now. What would it be like to be your lover again? What would it be like to be your lover now? Your lover again. Your lover. What would it be like to be your lover? What would it be like to be your lover again? Your lover now. Oh, your lover again. Yeah, your lover again. Your lover again. Oh, your lover again. Your lover again. Your lover again.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.